Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, I'm sort of sad about this one. We lose a lot of actors, and recently we talked about David Bowie on the show, and now today we lost Alan Rickman. I don't mean we lost, but the world lost, because he was a really amazing actor and somebody who was one of the only reasons, in my opinion, that the Harry Potter movies worked at all. He was so amazing in Die Hard and in Love Actually, and he was actually one of the only actors that J.K. Rowling chose ahead of time for the role of Severus Snape. We don't know what type of cancer he died from just yet, but that's number two now. So David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and as they say, these things usually come in threes. So I just wanted to put a little shout out there that we are very sorry about Alan Rickman, because what an amazing actor. And he died at the age of 69. And he seemed like a really sweet man and somebody that would have liked to really party with me and have a beer with me. So, you know, we'll miss him, and we'll let you know what type of cancer that he did have, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. So now, in the wintertime, we're going to talk about some ways to soothe and protect your winter skin. There are so many things that you can do to help you out this winter when the temperatures drop down below zero and everything just feels so dry. So first of all, I'm going to start with the lips, because they seem to get affected first. Make sure you use lots of lip balms. They do work. Make sure you use one that has without phenols or formaldehyde in them. So Blistex and Carmax are really, really good. And they do have some of those phenols and formaldehyde in them, but I'm telling you what, Carmex works fantastic. So you want to make sure to get it on the outside of your lips and on the edges, on the outsides, on either side, because that's where your lips will get cracked and dry, and on top of your lips at the lip line. Make sure to use plenty of it and do it at night before you go to bed. Ditching the loofah is always a good idea, because when you use loofahs, they're also breeding grounds for bacteria. They're porous. They have these nooks and crannies, so they hold on to that bacteria. But when you really loofah up your skin, you're taking off some of that moisture in the oils. So you definitely don't want to be just loofahing your skin. You can brush off your skin and then be sure while you're still wet to put moisturizer on. Because you want to make sure to get that moisturizer on so that it can hold in the moisture from your shower. You also want to make sure to use things like hydration. People don't even think about being hydrated as a way to keep your skin from drying out so severely, because those things that you do from the inside are things that can help on the outside. So in this dry weather, remember to keep hydrated. Remember to use fish oil as a supplement, even if you only use it in the winter. I mean, we talk about it all the time on our shows, and it's a great thing to do for the omega-3s and for so many other reasons, joint lubrication, heart health. It's really an amazing thing to do, but in the wintertime, it definitely helps keep your skin hydrated. It helps to keep it, and there's even some of oils that you can buy that you can put on your skin topically. Coconut oil is one of them. If you buy extra virgin coconut oil and you like to cook with it, which is always good because it's a good high quality, high heat oil, use it on your skin, use it on your hair, because you're going to feel your hair get dry at this time of the year as well. So that's not something that you really like to do. And as far as your feet, boy, they are going to get dry and itchy and cracked. So when you feel like really doing something good for your feet, make sure to exfoliate away some of those dead skin cells, and then make maybe a mixture of brown sugar and almond oil, coconut oil, using that as a scrub, and then really using a lot of moisturizer. A good peppermint oil moisturizer on your feet helps a lot. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. More great ideas to come. Stay well.